Good morning. Before we get started, I have a couple things I want to let you know about. Today, pretty much right after our worship experience, we want to invite you to come and be a part of the pilgrimage experience. Today is the last opportunity from 1 to 3 to walk through the experience through the eyes of refugee and homeless population in Nashville. So go get some lunch and then come right back here and be here from 1 to 3. Also, this Saturday is our great day of service, and we are trying something a little bit different. You guys have been hearing about this. Imagine you have a sweet potato in your hand while I talk about this. On Saturday, we are going to be doing a potato drop with sweet potatoes, and our goal is to get food out of food that other people have cast aside so that people who do not have food can be fed. This is an opportunity for us to serve our community. And so if you've not signed up, if you're available on Saturday, grab some of your family and come and be here at 8:30 in the morning and join us for the potato drop. Also, our annual plant sale will start next Sunday, so be sure to allow some extra time on Sunday morning for some shopping. This sale will benefit all of the youth, children, and preschool ministries. Vacation Bible School and Children's Mission Week registrations begin this week. There are registration forms in Reed Hall, so go ahead, if you've got a child, head out into Reed Hall after this service and grab one of the registration forms. One more thing is happening this evening, our Tazay service. It starts at 5 p.m., so definitely return and be with us this evening at 5. Thank you so much for allowing our teenagers the opportunity to give leadership during worship this morning. This is one of the many ways that this church continues to support our youth ministry. When I say our, I mean all of ours. This is not just the teenagers and the parents. This is the entire church's youth ministry. So thank you for giving them the opportunity to be here, to be the loving light of Christ, to connect and to transform. I hope you know that you are making a difference in these teenagers' lives by allowing them to take the risk to lead and possibly fail. And for that, they will be forever changed. This morning, our teenagers are sharing ways that they have experienced God's presence with them. We used Lectio Divina, which means divine reading or listening, to prayerfully discuss Psalm 23 in preparation for this worship experience. If you look at the front of the bulletin, we decided out of Psalm 23 that the line, "You are with me," best represented the theme for this worship service. Our prayer is that God prompts all of us time this morning to realize just how often he is with us in the green pastures and the dark valleys. Our liturgy, our prayers, music, children's time, this entire service from beginning to end will all center on this idea that we are never alone. As our youth choir prepares to lead us in our opening hymn, we believe that one of the best ways to experience God with us is to be present with each other. So we want to practice that right here and now. We invite you to take a few moments to connect with the body of Christ that you are worshiping near today, to say hello, introduce yourself, and extend a greeting to anyone and everyone. So please stand and share the love.
Thank you. God is our shepherd. We can depend on him. Through trials and tribulations, God continually provides abundantly for us. God's love continually flows through our lives. God's mercy accompanies us on our journey. Please be seated.
Let us open our hearts and minds to the reality of our lives, and let us offer that truth to God. Anger, hatred, and anguish glare at us from the media. The shouts of pain harden our hearts, merciful God. We cannot bear it, so we turn away and hide, hoping the hurt will disappear. When we hear the words of psalmists singing about the green pastures, still waters, our souls long for the place of peace. We think that it can be found outside ourselves. Yet this is a reminder of the peace and hope that your love offers us within. We know that we will have struggles and hard times, but help us, Lord, to place our lives in your care, to trust us in your comfort and guidance. Forgive our stubborn resistance to your compassionate love. Heal us again and help us to always continue on the right path. We ask this in Jesus' name. Do not fear. You can place your trust in God, for God will lead you, comfort you, and protect you. Know that you are not alone when you face all the difficulties of life. God is with you and will lift you up. Rejoice, for you are loved by God.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. The lesson from the Psalter. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God. I would now like to invite any children to come join Eli here on the steps at the front for children's time.
Guys, so before we start, we're going to play a little game, all right? So this game is called Who Do You Trust? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask one of you a question. It's going to be about the Bible. So then you got to pick somebody that you trust to answer the question for you. Okay, you got it? All right. So I'm going to ask you, okay? And then I'm going to tell you the question, and you pick somebody that you want to answer. Okay, so what was the name of the person who got swallowed by a big, giant fish in the ocean? So pick somebody that you trust to answer that question for you. All right, Maggie, what do you think? You got the answer? All right, you want to tell me? You can ask somebody for help if you need it, if you need to phone a friend. All right, you got it? You need him? All right, what, you got an answer? What's your answer? No, close though. All right, so the answer is Jonah, okay? All right, I have another, here's another one, okay. So who wants to, all right, I'm gonna ask you, so you pick somebody, okay? All right, what was the name of the man who built a big giant ship and he took two of each animal? All right, who do you think, who do you trust to answer the question? Noah, that's right. All right, good job. Okay, so when you're picking somebody to answer the question for you, it's somebody that you trust. So trust is really important in our daily lives, and I bet you can think of a lot of people that you trust in your life. You know, your parents, your siblings, sister, brother, grandparents, teachers, anybody. Anybody that you feel comfortable with talking, anything, answering questions for you or anything else like that. So in Psalm 23, there's a good example of trust. So in the psalm, it's like someone asked David, who do you trust? And he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when he's talking about shepherds and sheep and all that, all pastures, that's all a really popular image in the Bible. So sheep, they have to follow the shepherd. So the shepherds lead them. If there's trouble, they take care of the sheep. If there's danger, dangerous animals. So the sheep always trust the shepherd. So sheep, like you, me, David, everybody in the world, we're all like sheep. And then so Jesus and God, they're our shepherds. So we trust them a lot. All right, so we'll say a quick prayer, and then we'll get going. All right, here we go. All right, dear God, please lead us as we are sheep and lead everybody around us. And we will all follow you, and we will always know that you're always with us and that we can always trust you and everybody around us, our parents, friends, siblings. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks, guys.
Good morning. My name is Georgia Slattery, and I'm a senior at Harpeth Hall. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all of you for the opportunity to speak with the other three seniors here this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. We live in a world of heart-wrenching inequality, yet we barely take the time to acknowledge our own abundance. Sure, we might say a prayer before dinner time, giving thanks, but do we truly understand how great we have it? Here we have food each day, clothes to wear, and a warm home to go back to, yet we are always in want of more. A new car, the next iPhone, a raise. Our lives are controlled by the items we want, not the love we have. In a physical sense, we truly do lack nothing. When things are going great, we praise God for all he has done for us. When situations are at their lowest point, we often beg and ask, why God? It wasn't until this past January when I realized that those who have the least have the most. I spent 3 weeks living in Uganda, and it changed my life. This is not a rich country, and seeing the level of poverty there was overwhelming. These are people who don't own a pair of shoes. These are people without access to clean water. These are people who praise God in every waking moment of their lives. It's astounding to think that a teen mom who's been abused, abandoned, and rejected by society can still say a prayer of thanks. I don't think we understand all that God has done for us, myself included. On my drive home from school, my weary brain fails to notice all the flowers in bloom and the children out playing. I don't appreciate the role of friends and family in my life, but without them, I would not have finished school and would not be this happy. Life will take its course, and our job is to find a reason to smile in each moment. The people of Uganda know the value of relationships and the wonders life can bring. And when you hear them singing, your soul will rejoice. They know that God is with us wherever we go, and that is enough. He has shown us that not everything will be easy, but his love for us never falters. Ever since returning home from Uganda, I've tried to keep a different outlook on life. I think that we struggle so much because American society gives us a corrupted view of a happy life. I find myself moaning about this week's tests and assignments, but I forget that an education is the most powerful tool. I complain about sharing a car with my brother, yet my 15-minute drive to church could be a 2-hour walk instead. God is always giving us a reason to smile. We just need to readjust our point of view.
Good morning. My name is Mary Caton Brakefield, and I am a senior at Hillsborough High School this year. Being a member of West End from the time I was born, I've seen a lot of youth Sunday services. However, none have revolved around a theme that resonates so closely with my own life as today's. Like pretty much every other high school senior, I spent most of the last few months trying to find the college at which I wanted to continue my education. Having a pretty strong idea of my future profession helped to narrow down the list, but I also faced the challenge of looking not only for an appropriate academic program, but also for a suitable athletic program. For about 6 months, my life was consumed by emails and phone calls with potential swim coaches. While recruiting is definitely an opportunity I was ecstatic to be a part of, those months were by far the busiest of my life. As I worked alongside my parents and coaches to narrow down where I would be spending the next 4 years, I was easily overwhelmed by the magnitude of the decision we were trying to make. It was in these moments where I saw that God truly was with me. At the times when I felt I was in the valley that Psalm 23 speaks of, I too felt the comfort of God's presence. Even when my faith wavered, I was reminded by the support of family, friends, teammates, and coaches that God had a plan in place, and all I had to do was trust in Him to reveal it. After committing to swim for the University of Tennessee this past November, I was finally able to see the beginning of that plan. Giving up control was not something I particularly enjoyed, but learning to put my future in the hands of God brought me to a new place in my faith. And this realization couldn't have come at a more opportune time. I see the craziness of the past year as being a test run for all the new experiences to come. The combination of attending the same school as many fellow Nashville high schoolers, having 50 new teammates and 5 new coaches, and again living in the same city as my older brother, leaves me thinking that I won't be spending much time alone. But through the trials of the last year, I have learned that whether or not we have a human companion, we will always have a spiritual one. And even more importantly, having God beside us means that nothing is too scary, too overwhelming, or too impossible.
Hello, my name is Jane Royce, and I'm a senior at Ensworth High School, and I'm going to the University of Kentucky next fall. The theme for today is You Are With Me, and that would be a great prompt for me to talk about my come to Jesus moment. If you're unfamiliar with this term, it is used to describe the moment when you feel the presence of God saving you. It usually happens when you're dealing with an injury or struggling with something emotionally. As I'm talking about this, most of y'all are probably remembering your come to Jesus moments. But even though I've been injured many, many times, there has never been a specific moment where I felt God saving me. I know that sounds bad, but let me explain. I've been very fortunate my entire life. I have a big family that loves and supports me. I have incredible friends that make me smile. I go to a school that gives me endless opportunities. The list goes on and on and on. I have also been very fortunate to have been brought up in not just any church, but this church. My parents said I do right down there. My brother and I went to the 3s, 4s, and 5s just down the hall, and we went to Sunday school our entire lives. Loving God was not a choice when I was younger, and because of that, I can now make the conscious choice to love Him consistently. Hearing the Word of God throughout my life has taught me how unconditional God's love is. No matter what I do or any of us do, His love for us will not grow and it will not shrink. He is always guiding us, whether we know we're following Him or not. I think about my other friends' come to Jesus moments, and most of them happened when they had forgotten about Him or felt like He betrayed them by making them hurt in some way. The special part about their moments is that they realize that He was there even though they didn't acknowledge Him. But He doesn't have to be forgotten to be remembered. So, in some ways, my whole life has been a come to Jesus moment. He has never had to save me because He has blessed me with so much more than I could ever imagine. I thank Him every day for the blessings He has given me, but rarely think about how much He has not given me. All of the pain and suffering He has protected me from is in some ways the greatest blessing of all. God's constant blessings are what show me He is with me. It didn't take being saved from a life-threatening accident or overwhelming heartache. It was actually the total opposite. I know I said it before, but I'm going to say it again to end with. He doesn't have to be forgotten to be remembered. Thank you.
You are with me. That is the theme of this morning, as you've heard in the previous speeches. Throughout my entire life, I've been given many blessings with friendships, family, material items, and everything in between.
My name is Phillips Gamble, and I'm a senior at Montgomery Bell Academy, and I'll be continuing my education at Auburn University with my brother and following my father. My faith journey began right here in this church when I was baptized on May 17, 1998, 5 months after my birthday. During these 18 years, I've had the privilege of being part of the church community and specifically the youth group. One of the scriptures we have discussed in the youth group is Psalm 23 on the back of your bulletins. The line that stood out most to me is, "He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." I dramatically strengthened my relationship with Christ fairly recently, but I couldn't tell you what occurred for the bond to fortify. Reading over that scripture, I started to understand that when I was drifting off in my faith, he brought me back much stronger. I began to attend FCA on Thursday nights at my school, and I joined a Bible study with some of my best friends. The leader of that Bible study, Scott Heron, an alumnus of my school, has completely changed my life. On December 3rd, 2015, that was the day that I had ever been the most nervous. And some background to this day, it was my last football game I would ever play at NBA, and it was the state championship game. We were playing Brentwood Academy, who had beaten us 48-14 earlier in the season, and their best defensive player just happened to be their nose tackle, who was my job to block, me being the center. The first time we played him, he had 20 tackles and completely embarrassed me. And he was formerly committed to Vanderbilt University and switched to Georgia Tech on the day of signing day. Replaying that film and watching it over and over again, my confidence was getting stronger. But on the way to the state game, I started to overthink things and actually ended up breaking down on the bus and not knowing how to handle myself. Now that you know the backstory, here's where the scripture comes into play. The line, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." As I read that, I knew that he was always with me. And from the bus, I texted Scott, the leader of my Bible study, for some advice on how to handle my stress level, and I would never forget his reply. "You can control the voices that you listen to. God's voice is saying, 'Phelps, my boy that I love, enjoy the gift of ball tonight. Enjoy the gift of your buddies tonight. Play your butt off because I've given you that gift. But don't forget that this has nothing to do with who you are. Be free, my dude, and ball out. Listen to that voice, not all the other ones that you will hear telling you something different tonight." Judging by my size, most questions I get first are, "Do you play football?" Being 6'4 and 260 pounds, my answer is yes. He always tells me, don't ever listen to that and just be who you are and just don't listen to all the negatives. In all my most challenging moments, I know that he is with me. When I was drifting away, I suddenly felt the urge to go to FCA and Bible study. I believe that building my relationship stronger with faith has made me a much better person as well as a much happier person. It all started 18 years ago in this church, and I plan on continuing this journey at this church for as long as I possibly can. Now, all four of us have shared different aspects of how he's experienced the 23rd Psalm, and we'd like to ask you to spend a moment right now and say to God, "You are with me. You are with me." Our prayer is that all of us remember that we are not ever alone, ever. Amen. Thank you.
An important part of worship is remembering the ways that God loves and cares for us and others, and the ways that we are called to do the same. We do that by collectively affirming our faith. So please stand, turn to number 885 in the hymnal, and join me in a modern affirmation. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church. Apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy over all his works and who is ever directed in his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise that our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord. to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. Please be seated.
Now, let us prepare ourselves to enter into the presence of God in prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Generous and loving God, we thank you for the many gifts that you have given us. We thank you for the beautiful days you have blessed us with. We thank you for the love you bestow upon us and the mercy you show us each day. We are grateful to live in your grace. We remember those who are struggling this day, those close to our hearts, those we learn about through the news, those we pass on the street and do not know, our neighbors sitting beside us this day. Be with each of them. Help them to know your love and grace. Help us to recognize your presence among us. Help us to hear your voice in the busyness of our lives. Help us to pay attention to your words all week long. As we make plans, work hard, and enjoy friends and family, help us to remember that we have purpose, your purpose. Help us to always be building up your church, Christ's body, in the world. Help us to support, foster, and create faith communities that love the world, asserting that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us pray together the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
One of the ways in which we can help others understand that God is with us is through the giving of our tithes and offerings. In sharing of what God has given us, we know better what it means to participate in the transforming love of Christ. Let us now offer our gifts to God and to our neighbors.
Thank you.
Amen. What a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thank you for allowing us again to be here and to be worshiping with you and giving leadership. I pray that we've all been encouraged and will recognize when God is with us in all of our days. What a blessing it has been for me and other adults to help these teenagers put together the music. Thank you, youth choir and handbell choir, to put together the prayers, the sermons, and much more. Thank you to this body of Christ for supporting our teenagers and for allowing them to learn leadership in multiple ways. Now, please receive this benediction.
The Lord is our shepherd. We want for nothing. We hunger and thirst no more. The Lord gives us rest and comfort to our souls, yours and mine. God keeps us in perfect peace. The Lord sustains us in the midst of trouble. Our lives overflow with God's love and grace. Goodness and mercy will follow us always, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Go in peace.